Now, are you a grandparent that provides some childcare for your grandchildren? If you are, you're part of the three quarters of the UK that do. But is it okay for grandparents to charge for their time? Or is that unfair and a move that might prevent people having children because they simply can't afford the childcare? Niamh Horan is a journalist. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Bill Jeffrey, you're a granddad and commentator.
I am, both of those, and with a bit of luxury, might even be a great-great-grandfather.
Oh, goodness. Is it on the cards?
On the cards it is, yes.
Oh, wow. Well, you could open a creche then, Bill.
Indeed I could. And would.
And would you charge?
No, God, I would not. Listen, I don't know, and this is a pun, I don't know how the dickens anyone could do such an avaricious thing. It's like something out of Dickens' Christmas Carol. I think that anybody that's charging is Granddaddy Scrooge or Grandmammy Miserable Heart of Stone sort of person. It's not on. There's skinflints, cheese pairs and penny pinchers. And that's before you get to the economic health benefits, family benefits and all that sort of thing.
Niamh
Horan, I can't believe that grandparents are charging for their services.
Skinflints, well, he says.
Skinflints, yeah. If they're charging for their parents' if they're charging their children for their babysitting, then I think they are honestly skinflints if they're a grandfather or a grandmother.
Go ahead, Niamh.
I think, look, it's a very idealistic view of the world. I think what he doesn't realise is that many, many children are now using their parents and taking advantage of it. We all know it. We all see it in our own lives. We know ourselves. And literally, people will, an inch, they'll take a mile, and especially when it comes to children and babysitting. And look, I think that if you look at, walk by any creche nowadays and you see the level of care that kids are being treated to, I mean, usually your average will have about 50 to 20 kids all lined up. They're all just a number. They're, none of them are special, and they're all, the poor women who look after them are just trying to get through the day with so many kids. If you have a child at home and your parents are minding it, and it's the love, and it's special to them, and there's an extra care given, and it's a one-on-one, I mean, you get what you pay for. So, you know, you can't, and also I think it's, there's a lot of children who forget that their parents are going into their golden age. They have retired. They've done their wearing. They've done their working. They've earned a little reward at their end of life. How many years they have left? And then they'll be loading with all these busy face, you know, I won't say what, kids belong to their children. And then if they don't have just one child, they have four, how do they dish out that baby thing as well? It's a complete, there's so many parents, my grandparents, I'm sure, that are listening to this, they've been taking this stuff. And if they don't lay down the boundaries, first of all, we'll run a mile with them.
I think we're struggling with your line a wee bit there, Niamh, but we do get the gist. Bill Jeffrey, Niamh Horan is saying, you know, all that added value that grandparents give children when they're bringing them up or looking after them for the parents, yes, of course they should charge.
No, I could hardly hear Niamh, and thank you for giving me that short summary of it. No, the reality is this. Look, when I was a child, I was cared for by grandparents. They did it out of love, and the benefits that I as a child got, they wouldn't have ever thought of charging. And really, I don't think that parents today can afford commercial childcare. And I think that if you're lucky enough to have parents who come and babysit your children, then to charge them is unfair, unreasonable. You could leave the likes of me a bottle of wine,
a carrot
for the donkey, as it were.
Like, well, I'd love to know how many hours he's doing a week. I mean, how many hours are you talking about that you do for free?
Listen, I've hardly time to talk or listen to the radio. I'm not busy looking after grandchildren.
Oh God, you are being taken advantage of. I'm sorry, you're being
No. I do it for love, and the life skills that I pass on. I couldn't charge for them anyway.
Ronnie's in Belfast. Hello, Ronnie.
Hello, Lisa. No, we mend our grandchildren, and we don't pay, we don't charge.
Good.
And what do you do you understand people who do? Do you understand people who do, Ronnie, or have we lost you? Oh, his line's gone now too.
I think these guys, it's very unfair. There's a lot of grandparents listening to this who are minding their children for free or very little, who are being taken advantage of, who feel terrible about it, and they're not standing up for their kids, and they're listening to these guys saying they should do it for free. I think it's terrible, the amount of pressure that's put on elderly people now. I mean, they can barely look after themselves, let alone a whole younger generation. And I'm sorry to say that, but it's true. And they should be enjoying life at that age. And
okay.
They've worked hard,
Lisa,
and they deserve it.
Niamh and Bill, I'm awfully sorry, but I'm going to have to leave it there.